Church Celebrations in Honor of the Fallen Angels by Guy Christ Lukubika of Congo 4. This former Satanist is exposing some of the annual meetings and celebrations that take place in the infernal kingdom of Lucifer in honor of the fallen angels. In ancient times, humans were worshipping these fallen angels as gods in rituals, in human sacrifices, in customs, in traditions, and in the festival celebrations. I am Guy Christ Lukubika. I used to be a Congolese wrestler with the nickname the American Wrestler. By God's grace, I am today an evangelist. I used to serve the devil, but today I am serving the Lord Jesus Christ. In my service for the satanic world called Abracadabra, Cosmic Pandemonium, Macrocosm, or the Second Planet as it has many names, I was Lucifer's secretary. I was a wrestler. I was a marabou, a native doctor. I was part of different sects. But all I can say is that without Jesus, we are nothing and we can't do anything without him. To believe and to have Jesus is the best thing that happens to humans. The world is in total chaos. People are drowned in ignorance and they don't know what is going on. It is painful to see people and nations acting out of ignorance. I went through a lot and I saw a lot in the infernal kingdom, and with the little knowledge I have accumulated, it always pains me to see the world and the masses of people in the nations of the earth acting out of ignorance. I am talking about the masses of people observing practices, customs, traditions that are demonic, and they are failing to realize the implication and consequences on their lives. They are failing to understand that observance of customs and traditions is equal to worshipping demons. Simonios, the god honored in Halloween. The 31st of October is celebrated as Halloween. I was actually joining and attending the global gathering and convention altogether with Satanists, demons, fallen angels on the second planet in the Pandemonium or the Abracadabra kingdom of Lucifer. The purpose of this gathering in the cosmic or pandemonium realm is the celebration of a spiritual entity or a fallen angel called Samhain, Simonios. He is the power that unifies the dead and the living. Actually, in these annual gatherings, I saw prominent leaders, the world elites, the nobles, the aristocrats, the royal families, the privileged and the upper class of human civilization. I met politicians, business and finance leaders, including musicians and great personalities. I saw superstars, scientists, people who have already died, joining us, the living in this congregation in honor of this fallen angel. Simonios is the ancient deity that gets the living in covenant with the dead. The evil entity called Simonios is also the one celebrated and honored in the Catholic feast of the All Saints' Day. They call it the celebration in honor of All Saints, but in reality, it is the feast of the deads in honor of Samhain or Simonios. These saints are not saints, but they are dead people. This All Saints' Day is all about gathering the living humans and the deads for the honor of Simonios. The fallen Samhain that is honored on 31st of October in Halloween is the same entity in the Catholic celebration of the All Saints' Day, the unifier of the dead and the living, with all the saints who are not canonized saints but all those who are already dead. There is no rapport between the dead and the living. God was not pleased that Saul consulted the witch of Endor to call forth the departed spirit of Samuel. The Bible says in Deut 18:10-13, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." There is an annual calendar set up thousands of years ago for feasts and celebrations in the infernal kingdom of Lucifer, which are attended by the elites and the powerful of this earth. These celebrations and gatherings are accompanied by human sacrifices and accelerated demonic activities on earth, as human blood must be spilled on earth in honor of the fallen angels to be celebrated. Sadly, humans celebrate these dates on earth without knowing exactly what it is about, but in the macrocosmic world of Lucifer, we were annually celebrating the fallen angels on the 6th of January on Carnival Day, which means the taking away of the flesh. These events in the infernal kingdom were attended by the elites that we watch on television, the nobles and upper class of human society, yet the ignorant masses of peoples in the nations, including so-called Christians, are taking part in the worship of these ancient gods by celebrating these feasts. We were celebrating the 31st of October for Simonios. Sol Invictus, Christmas celebration. We were celebrating the 25th of December for the Sol Invictus. Beloved, I want you not to be ignorant, because in the infernal realms of Lucifer, we had a yearly calendar for celebrations and feasts. One of them was in honor of a fallen angel that is an ancient god named Sol Invictus. We were gathering in celebrations every year on the 25th of December with this fallen angel called Sun God, unconquered or unbeaten in his honor. Sol Invictus, Unconquered Sun, was the official sun god of the later Roman Empire and a patron of soldiers. On 25 December AD 274, the Roman Emperor Aurelian made it an official cult alongside the traditional Roman cults. Scholars disagree about whether the new deity was a refoundation of the ancient Latin cult of Sol, a revival of the cult of Elagabalus, or completely new. The god was favored by emperors after Aurelian and appeared on their coins until the last third part of the reign of Constantine I. The last inscription referring to Sol Invictus dates to AD 387, and there were enough devotees in the 5th century that the Christian theologian Augustine found it necessary to preach against them. Source: Wikipedia. I strongly urge Christians to wake up and not to take part in pagan practices that will unite them with demons and open gateways for the kingdom of the enemy. In the kingdom of darkness, every department and every demonic celebration or festival is represented by pentacles, and there are particular rituals, practices and instruments allocated for it. A pentacle is an amulet used in magical evocation, generally made of parchment, paper or metal, on which the symbol of a spirit or energy being evoked is drawn. It is often worn around the neck or placed within the triangle of evocation. Protective symbols may also be included, a common one being the six-point form of the Seal of Solomon, called a Pentacle of Solomon or Pentangle of Solomon. Many varieties of pentacle can be found in the grimoires of Solomonic magic. They are also used in some neo-pagan magical traditions, such as Wicca, alongside other magical tools. I want to remind you that the Christmas tree is a pentacle for Sol Invictus, the sun god. I remember after offering Lucifer many human sacrifices. As he was satisfied with me, we had to travel to his residence in the Red Sea. I noticed that while we were flying in hyperspace around the Red Sea territory, I was observing many red lights flashing in people's houses. This is significant for Christians and their houses because if there are items or properties of the devil in your life or in your house, these will give him legal right to deploy demons in your house or your life. Every property of the devil in your house and your life will always flash red light in the spirit realm, and when demons see these red flashes, they know that they have legality to operate in your house because their properties are in your house or in your life. That night, as I was flying with Lucifer around the Red Sea, I noticed that many houses were flashing light because of the Christmas trees in them. These Christmas trees were pentacles for Sol Invictus and the properties of the infernal kingdom of darkness. Properties of the kingdom of darkness could be pornographic stuff in your computer, items containing demons, Christmas trees. Christians must clean their houses from devil's items because they open the gateways and portals for demons. I want you to know those periods related to pagan holidays and gatherings in the infernal kingdom of Lucifer are characterized by human sacrifices and death, whether it is Halloween, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Carnival, Easter, because these fallen angels always demand human blood. Everything or every move of the devil is always about shedding human blood, and everything that a Satanist do always has for purposes of human sacrifices, because everything in the kingdom of Lucifer is based on human sacrifices. Christmas is not the birth of Jesus, but it is the celebration of the rebirth of the sun god, and all the gifts that humans offer to one another in Christmas is for the honor of Sol Invictus. Christmas celebration is a gateway for demons to enter and control the lives of those celebrating it. Jer 10:1-5. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not, they must need be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. The painful thing is that ignorant pastors will place that Christmas tree in the church. As a result, believers will be eating food sacrificed to idols. I will advise you not to say Merry Christmas, as this is the veneration of the sun god. Lupercus or Pan, Carnival in honor of the fallen angels. Beloved, today there are Christians who attend carnivals. Let me tell you, as a former Satanist, the infernal kingdom is all about celebration, festival, carnivals, and gatherings. There are one carnival after another in the kingdom of Lucifer, and they are accompanied by sexual practices like orgies and drunkenness in honor of the fallen angels. What is painful is to see the masses in nations taking part in customs and practices that they know nothing about, because it is all about indulging in sexual practices and drunkenness. The word carnival means farewell to the flesh, and comes from the Latin words carnis, flesh, and veil, farewell. The purpose of carnivals on earth is to push humans in indulging in the pleasures of the flesh before Lent begins, a 40-day period of self-denial. In ancient times, humans celebrated a fertility festival that welcomed the arrival of spring, a time of renewal of life. The Romans called this pagan festival Lupercalia in honor of Lupercus, the Roman god of fertility. Lupercalia was a drunken orgy of merrymaking held each February in Rome, after which participants fasted for 40 days. Interestingly, similar to modern celebrations, the Romans donned masks, dressed in costumes, and indulged all of their fleshly desires as they gave themselves to the gods Bacchus, demon of wine, and Venus, demon of eroticism. The masks and costumes were used as disguises to allow sexual liberties not normally permitted as individuals engage in bacchanal, the drunken ad riotous occasion in honor of Bacchus. The word bacchanal is still associated with carnival celebrations to this day. As pagans converted to Catholicism, they did not want to give up this popular celebration. Church leaders decided to Christianize this festival. Thus, carnival was created as a time of merrymaking immediately preceding their pagan 40-day fast, which the church renamed as Lent. During carnival, participants indulged in madness and all aspects of pleasure allowable, including gluttony, drunkenness, and fornication. Ishtar/Aphrodite honored in Easter. The name Easter itself is not Christian but pagan. The name Easter comes to us from Ostara or Istra, the Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring, for whom a spring festival was held annually. It is from this pagan festival that some of our Easter customs have come from. In Babylonia, the goddess of spring was called Ishtar. She was identified with the planet Venus, which, because it rises before the sun or sets after it, appears to love the light. This means Venus loves the sun god. In Phoenicia, she became Astarte. In Greece, Istra, related to the Greek word eos, dawn, and in Germany, Ostara. This comes from the German word ost, or east, which is the direction of dawn. As we have seen, many names are interchangeable for the more well-known Easter. Pagans typically use many different names for the same god or goddess. Nimrod, the Bible figure who built the city of Babylon, Gen 10:8-10, is an example. He was worshipped as Saturn, Vulcan, Kronos, Baal, Tammuz, Moloch, and others, but he was always the same god, the fire or sun god universally worshipped in nearly every ancient culture. The goddess Easter was no different. She was one goddess with many names, the goddess of fertility, worshipped in spring when all life was being renewed. Juno, the queen of the gods/Hera, honored in Saint Valentine. Valentine's Day, like Halloween, is rooted in pagan partying. It traces to raucous annual Roman festivals where men stripped naked, grabbed goat or dog skin whips and spanked young maidens in hopes of increasing their fertility. The annual pagan celebration, called Lupercalia, was held every year on February 15 and remained wildly popular well into the 5th century AD, at least 150 years after Constantine made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire. On the eve of Lupercalia, February 14, a holiday in honor of Juno, queen of the gods and patroness of marriage, was held. As part of the celebration, a love lottery took place, in which the city's bachelors drew a young maiden's name from a jar and became paired with her for the duration of the festival. The new couples were then often sexual partners for the rest of the year. As the Catholic Church gained influence throughout Rome, the pagan custom of finding a sexual companion by lottery was abrogated. Despite the ban, the mid-February holiday in honor of Saint Valentine was still used by Roman men to seek the affection of women. A tradition for the men to give loved ones handwritten messages of affection containing Valentine's name was born.